Letter from the Duke of Cumberland to Lord Albemarle on his appointment as Commander-in-Chief of Forces in Scotland, July 16, 1746. Copy of the instructions for the Earl of Albemarle. His Majesty, having been pleased to call me to London and approve your being appointed to command the King's troops in the north upon my departure, you will, as soon as the detachments shall all be returned from their pursuit of the Pretender's son, march south, and canton and quarter the King's troops according to the annexed list. If the rebels should reassemble to such a head that you may think it necessary to march the whole or any part of the troops under your command, you will immediately do it, always taking care to leave the south secure, either by garrisons at Blair and Castle Mingers, or by leaving a body of troops sufficient for that purpose at Perth or Creef, and having in mind that Stirling Castle must never be left unprovided, with such a garrison as may prevent the rebels from attempting anything against it, whilst your main strength may be employed in the north. Should the Highlanders commit their usual depredations on the lowlands, you will send a sufficient force to punish the clan that shall have been guilty, as it would be unsafe to send small detachments of the King's troops into the hills, after the cow-stealers, while the rebels are still armed. As the country is in so unsteady a situation, you will recruit the army under your command with all possible expedition, and keep the whole in a readiness to take the field at a day's warning. To which end the officers must keep their horses, and camp necessaries must be got from London, and you will not allow any officers to be absent from their duty, but such as you shall be convinced require a little time to settle their private affairs. You will be very careful that the forts and castles in North Britain be well provided with all manner of store and provision, particularly the castles of Edinburgh and Stirling. You will dismiss all the conductors. You will transmit accounts of all rebels that may be hereafter seized by the troops to the civil magistrate, and likewise to the Duke of Newcastle, His Majesty's principal Secretary of State, with whom you are constantly to correspond, for His Majesty's better information of what shall occur in this country under your command. And all this to serve your instructions till you have received others from His Majesty or His ministers. Given at the headquarters at Fort Augustus, the 17th day of July, 1746. William, by His Royal Highness the Duke's command, Everard Faulkner, to William Anne, Earl of Albemarle, Lieutenant General of His Majesty's Forces, and Commander-in-Chief of the King's troops in North Britain.